Tonight we're going to talk about the halachot of bone, besoter, umakah bapatish, which means building, destroying, and finishing up a job. And that's very broad halachot. A lot of halachot comes out these topics, and it's a little complicated also. Need to pay attention to understand the fundamentals of this halachot, and then we could understand what exactly what halachot comes out of this boneh v'soter. Boneh, which is a binyan, building, is considered one of the lamated melachot, one of the 39 melachot of Shabbat, and makah bepatish, which means that when you finish something, let's say you build something, it's not really ready to go yet, you didn't cut the line yet, then you cut it on Shabbat, that's considered makah, but it's just part of melacha boneh. Binyan also has two channels to it. It's binyan kavua, binyan aray. We have a binyan, which means a building which is permanent, and then you have something that's not permanent. But this also makes a difference. If it's a binyan kavua, then it's midoraita. If it's binyan aray, which is not permanent, then it's midarabanan. If you build something which is there to stay, then it's considered, it's also from the Torah. If you build something that is not there to stay, you're going to destroy it right away, then it's midarabanan. The Gemara tells us that if somebody builds a building on Shabbat, it's chayav. And it doesn't mean that you have to build the whole building, even part of a building that you put the build, and there was, if you take a nail and you put it in the wall and nothing comes out of it, then you are chayav in the oraita. Even though they don't build anything, but the fact that you put something, you put a nail in the wall, or you screw something in the wall, you are chayav in the oraita. Also, if somebody lets it, a hole in a wall, and you fill up this hole in the wall, that's also your chayav because of melacha binyan. Because binyan doesn't mean that you have to build a building. That means if in any form or shape you did something to a building, and because of your actions the building is complete now, that is considered melacha binyan. Therefore, if let's say you have a room, and the room does not have a door, you take a door and you put the door in a room, right? That's considered melacha binyan. Or a window, you put a window back, the window was there, but came off, you put it back on Shabbat, that also is your chayav because of melacha binyan. Even though that the door and the window was there, it just a little bit of it came out, and you have to screw it back, that's considered also a melacha of binyan. If somebody takes a nail or a screw and puts it in the wall and screws it so well inside the wall, and you put something, let's say you want to put a picture up, and you take a screw or a nail and put it inside the wall and put the picture up, that's considered melacha of binyan, because you are making a hole in a wall that was not there, and that hole is itself as a purpose. The purpose of that hole is to hold something, and that helps to the building as considered a binyan. Now, let's say you have a door, or there's a handle on a door. It's loose, and you have to screw it back. That also considered a part of the melacha of the binyan, because when that door would not hold without the handle, and the handle, in order to stay there, you have to screw it back. That is considered a melacha binyan. Binyan means that the door now is functional because of your action. Because you screwed back the screws, or you put a nail there, because of your actions, the door is functional. That is a problem. Now, let's say you have a bookcase. One of the shelves comes out. Are you allowed to put it back on Shabbat? Now, depends how you're putting it back. If you just slide in and it goes in, then it's not a problem. But if you have to take a nail and a screw and put it back, then it is a problem, and that's considered a binyan. In other words, the point of the binyan, there's two ideas there that we have to pay attention. Let's say something needs nails and screws. Certain things doesn't need nails and screws. But Chazal made a gezera, Shema itka. In other words, if he'll tell you, no, if the thing doesn't need nails and screws, put it back, are we worried that maybe you're going to come and screw that shelf back? Then is a problem. But if the gezera is not there, and there are no circumstances, nobody's going to take a nail and a screw and put something back, even though that you're putting it back. Without that, then the gezera is not there. There's two inyanim here. The inyan of Shema Itka, the Chazal made a gezera, and then there is the inyan of Midoraita is asur. The Midoraita is asur. If the only way this shelf could go back, that you have to take a nail and a screws and a screwdriver to put it back, then it's asur Midoraita. Second inyan is that let's say I'm going to say, you know what? I'm not going to put it back in a way that is so strong. I'm going to just put the nail there and put the shelf on it. That also you are not allowed to do. Why? Because Chachamim made a gezera, Shema itka. Maybe you're going to come and make it so tight that is going to stay there. Therefore, you are not allowed to do that either. Now, if somebody wants to put a curtain up, a curtain also is part of the binyan. In other words, if you have windows and you need to put curtain in front of your windows, that curtain serves as part of the building. That also is considered a chelak mi binyan. Therefore, one is not allowed to do that. Now, the question that a lot of time comes out, Velcro. Let's say you want to put something on a wall with a piece of Velcro. Are you allowed to do that or no? Now, the thing is like this. The Velcro is very strong, and when you put something, use that to glue something on a wall or on a window or anything, that is considered a binyan. But if you see today, it's a new thing that they have, that if you have a high chair for the kids, they have a plate for them. The plate has Velcro on them because they don't want the kids throw it away. Are you allowed to put that plate? Are you allowed to use that plate on Shabbos? When you put it on top of the high chair, the Velcro glues it to the high chair. You are allowed to do that. Why? Because it's not there to stay. Because the Velcro serves only the main part of that item is the plate. The plate is there, but the Velcro is only wants to make sure plate is there. You are not going to leave the plate there forever. Therefore, it's mutar. But if you're using the Velcro to put something on a wall or on a bulletin board, that is asur because using the Velcro for something to stay there forever, and that becomes a chelek part of the binyan. Now, there's another thing that everybody has in their kitchens: magnets. You have magnets that you put. You have notes, you have pictures, you put on your refrigerator. Right? You put it on Erev Shabbat. Shabbat morning, something fails. Are you allowed to put it back? Yes, you are allowed to put it back because it's for the same idea. Because the magnet is not part of the refrigerator. No refrigerator has a magnet. The magnet only is there to hold the picture. It's not a chelek of the refrigerator. Therefore, is not adding anything to the binyan. Therefore, is mutar. Now, the same thing, if let's say you had a picture on the wall Erev Shabbat, Shabbat morning the picture fell. Are you allowed to put back that picture? Yes, you are allowed to put that picture back. Because you are not adding the nail is there already. Just to take a picture of what came up, you're putting it back, and there is not an inyan of binyan v'setira by putting the picture or even taking the picture off the wall, show it to somebody, then put it back. That also is not a problem. Now, a lot of homes, they have these swings for the kids. They have in front of their kitchen door that this swings. They put it up, and the kids play with it. Then they take it off. Are you allowed to use that on Shabbat? That also you could do that, because that swings are not there to stay. Even though that is adding to the building, but as we said before, something that is not going to stay there forever, is there is not a problem of binyan, or even taking it off is not a problem of satira. Now, mezuzah on a doorway. A lot of times our mezuzah fails. If the old mezuzah with the tick fails, you cannot put it back. But if the parchment falls, then you could put it back. As the same thing as the pictures. That's right. But if the old case comes off, in order to put it back, you have to glue it in. And once the mezuzah is there to stay. When you glue something to the wall or to the door, because it's there to stay, then there's a problem of binyan. But the mezuzah itself, you are just adding to what it is there. You are not creating something new. Windows, if you have a window, let's say, and part of the window broke, there are the glasses all over, right? Are you allowed to, let's say, you have pieces of the window sitting on, piece of the glass sitting on the window. You can't leave it there on Shabbos. You have all the kids, somebody might go and cut themselves. The problem is, if you take the pieces of the glasses off the window, then it's a problem of satira, because you are destroying part of the building. There is a binyan, as we said before, there's a binyan, which means building. Satira means you're destroying the building. That destroying part of the building also is a problem. Therefore, if you have a glass, and the piece of the glass sitting there, you're cutting the piece off, that's also a problem of satira. But here, because it's dangerous to leave it like that, you are allowed to ask a goy, or if you cannot find a goy, then you have to do it kelachar yad, you have to do derech shinui to take it out. But otherwise, you cannot do it, because you cannot just do it straight because of the problem of satira. Now, the next question happens to everybody. Let's say your toilet backed up, your sink backed up. Are you allowed to open it on Shabbos? What's the problem? The problem is, when you open something, first of all, you may taken kli. Tikkun kli, when you fix something or something was broken, you fixed it, you bone, right? And when something is fixed and you destroy it, you are soter. Same thing with this. You have your toilet backed up or your sink in the kitchen backed up, and they cannot do anything. Are you allowed to use a plunger or use a snake to open your or even to open the sink itself from under, to open all the pipes, clean it up, and put it back? There are three different possibilities for fixing a sink. Now, the rule is like this. In the bathroom or in the sink, if the water is going, or it's going very slow, you are allowed to use a plunger to open it up. Why? Because you are not fixing anything. The thing is going, but it's not going as fast. Right? But if it's not going at all, right? You are not, the sink or the bathroom is not moving, then it's mamash tikkun keli, according to a lot of poskim, sur midoraita, to do anything to it. But if it's going a little bit, you could use plunger, you could use liquid drainers. What? Yes, you could use that also. If it's going a little, yes. If it's going a little bit, okay. Could use that also to open it up. But if it's mamash closed up, clogged up, they cannot use the snake, cannot open the pipes to clean it up, because that is mamash isur midoraita to fix that thing up.
What about the tank, you know, the chin with the plunger sometimes comes off, you know, the
inside the toilet.
The commode.
The chin broke off.
Depends how is it made. If the chain comes out, if the derech of the chain is to be so tight, and those you have to use a screwdriver and just put it back like that, is not a problem. We're gonna get to that. Yeah. But if it's in a way that you have to use the tools to put it back, then it's a problem. Now, a lot of sinks also, they have this filter sitting inside your sink, right? Now, a lot of times the filters are filled up with garbage. Just want to take it out and empty it out and put it back. You are allowed to do that also. It's not a problem.
But separation,
huh?
Separating the solid from the liquid, is that not?
No, that's separated already. We said that before. It's separated already. Now, if you have a spoon, and the spoon is bented, right? You want to straighten it up and use it, you are not allowed to. That's a classic case of macabre patish. So that's something that is not... There is a spoon there, but the spoon is not usable until you finish it up. Until you straighten it up, that's considered makabe patish, and one is not allowed to do that. Now, a lot of tables, a lot of women, they have this idea of putting, when they put their napkins on the table, they like to fold it in a beautiful way. Sometimes they make a picture out of it. Sometimes they make whatever. They have a lot of different ideas. It go to everybody's home. Everybody got a different idea how to make this napkins. But the problem is that when they make that napkins in a form of something, let's say they make it in the form of a boat or a bird. It's asur to do that on Shabbat.
Paper or
they have napkins. The napkins that they make it in
paper
that.
Paper or the cloth.
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
Right. Huh. That's right. But still, if it's not permanent, it still is asur to do that. But if they make it in, if they fold it in a nice way without making a picture out of it, then it's mutar. In other words, if they making something a tzura. A shape of some, let's say make a shape of airplane, right? Or sometimes sit in the shul, you take a piece of paper, make an airplane out of it, and throw it to somebody. You're waking somebody up sitting next to you, right? That's also that you cannot do that. We have to find different way to wake him up. You can make a picture to get somebody to wake up, right?
Okay.
You could beat him up, yeah. Now, you have snow, right? We said before that touching the snow is not a problem, but if you make a snowman, right, or making a ball from snow, that's not permitted. Because it's domel lebinyan, looks like, even though it's not permanent, but because it looks like you're making something, same thing with the napkins. Even though it's not permanent, but because it looks like you're making something, that is a sort to do it.
No,
I said, if it's not shape, if it's not the shape of anything, that's mutar. I'm sorry. It's not a midrabanan. It's domel lebinyan. It shouldn't do it. It's a sort to do it. Even there's an inyan of permanent, and there's an inyan of not permanent. Because it's not a permanent, it could look like midrabanan. Yeah, but I can't say it's midrabanan. Let's go. Let me get the questions. Then we have, if you have a keli, you have a vessel that you have to put it back together. In order to put it back together, you have to use screws and nails and crazy glue and anything like that. That's asur to do it, even though that you're doing it in a not permanent way. The fact that you have to use any of these things, because these things are normally, people use them for permanent purposes, therefore, one is not allowed to do that. Opening them also is a isur of soter. Now, if you are allowed to have two things put together in a not permanent, in other words, in a loose way, that you are bad, as long as the derech of that object is to be used in a loose way, then you are allowed to do that. But if the derech is to be used to be put together in a hard way, not in a loose way, then even though that you're doing it in a loose way, still is asur to do it. Now, what's the example of that? You have your glasses, right? The handle of a glasses comes out. There is the bearing, the screw right here, right? Are you allowed to put it back? No. Why? Are you going to say, you know what? I'm not going to put it back. I'm not going to make it in a way that is permanent. I'm going to use it, put it very loose. Still is asur. Why? Because the derech is to put the screws back in your glasses in a permanent way. But if somebody wants to take a nail clipper and put it there to hold it, that you are allowed to do. But you cannot use the screw of the glasses to put it back, to put it there and keep it there. The same thing, you are not allowed to use plaster to hold it also, because that is a lot of people use that for their glasses. They keep it there for a long time. Then also,
A band-aid.
They cannot do it. There's a plaster that people use for their glasses. It's a piece of glue.
You
put together, right.
That's what African might say, plaster is a band-aid. That's why I asked.
Yeah, the glue, piece of glue. Now, what about if the glass comes out? That you are allowed to put it back. Because the derech of putting the glass back is not in a permanent way. In other words, just push it back. There's no screw involved. There's no nails involved. You don't have to get a screwdriver. You could just push it in. Then that is mutar that you are allowed to do. But the problem is that a lot of times these things are mukseh. In other words, if it comes out, if you put it down, then it's mukseh. Take it and put it back, then it could really face in question of mukseh. Now, tables. Everybody has tables that they could be extended. They have that middle piece that you put it in. Now, let's say you want to use the other table, then Friday night you want to use a small dish, Shabbos morning you have a lot of guests, you want to take the extra piece and put it between the two pieces. You are allowed to do that on Shabbat, because the derech to put it in is not, you don't need to use nails and screws and screwdrivers, just push it in. It's not a problem to do that. Now, the same thing with beds. A lot of people have beds that have baby beds or kids' beds that sometimes piece of it comes out, or the thing on the, what they call them? Not the frame, the mover.
The trundle.
That comes out, you could put that also back, because the derech of that item is that that always comes out, you just push it in. It's not a big deal. You don't have to go through a lot of tircha to put these things back. Therefore, it's muta. Other thing is that playing with logo on Shabbos. Logo, the way the logo works, you take pieces of
Lego.
You take it and put it. You put the pieces in, and the way in Hebrew is logo. But you put it together in a way that stays. But the problem with that is that a lot of people, they make it in a way to stay there for a long time. Some people, they just put it in and take it out right away. The machloket, that some say that you are allowed to do that, some say you are not allowed to use that on Shabbos. The most of the poskim hold that is not a problem, because that, you know, people just play with it. Nobody has a havam, you know, nobody's using them to put them together forever. You know, just play, next morning take it off, or an hour later take it off, and the kavana of using the Lego is only to play with them. Therefore, the lot of poskim hold is mutar. There are people that hold is asur. If you have other ways to play with something else, then use something else. Don't play with that. That's to say out of machloket. But there are poskim that holds it's okay. Now you now today also people have two baby carriages, and the baby carriages they also have to put them back together. Sometimes you need this a Friday night, you need only one of them. Shabbos morning you need two, and the way it works is you have to screw them in. Now if the way that the screws in is not they don't need to get screwdrivers, don't need screws or nails, it just pushes in and goes in, that then you are allowed to do that, but otherwise one should not use them. If it's too complicated to put them together, then it's a problem of binyan. The other question is if one allowed to blow a balloon on Shabbat. The balloon, when you make them, you're also making a shape out of that. But a lot of these balloons, they have shape of all kinds of things, and therefore one is not allowed. Same idea that the napkins, we said is asur, the balloons also would be the same idea. Now, the kids, today, there's a lot of... there's a lot of play, the kids play with a lot of stuff, and these things that they play with, like they said, they have a car. This car is made of different pieces. They have to put it back, and they sit in a playroom. They take pieces. The fathers or the mothers, they sit with their kids, and they're putting pieces together to make something, to make a car, to make animal, to make ball, or whatever is there. Are you allowed to do that, or you shouldn't do it? Now, the same idea, this and Lego are the same. Because when you make this car is not going to stay there forever. You put it together now, an hour later they take it off. Therefore, if a kid wants to do it, let them do it. You don't have to stop them. But an adult over 13 years old should not play with this type of things. But the kids, you don't have to stop them by doing this type of things. A baby swing, right? Baby swings that you
wind.
Wind them, but without electricity. You are allowed to do that. It's not a problem, even though that it goes for a few minutes. That you are allowed to use them on Shabbos. That another halacha is using a hose on Shabbos. The hose, what's the problem with the hose? When you hooking a hose to the faucet, you are adding to the binyan. Right? If somebody hooks a hose, let's say you are in your kitchen, you need a hose to go to your bedroom, right? You are, there's no water in your bedroom. You want to take a hose? You will take a water from your kitchen to your bedroom. Right? If you have it there, if you want to use it and you want to take it off right away, then it's mutar to do that. But if you have those that are outside, outside your yard, those you are not allowed to use them on Shabbos, because most of the people that they use those hoses, they are there to stay, and once you put it, you hook it in, they are there to stay, and once you put it in, then you won't take it off, and therefore one should not use them, because that mosif ala binyan, that is a classic case of adding to a building. And there was when you have this, even though it's a hose, but once you had it, you put it, you attach it to the building, then it's a problem. Now, the inyan of ohel, right? We said another thing I'm going to talk about was building a tent. Building the tent, obviously, is asur. And the ohel kavua, a permanent tent, is asur in the Torah. Therefore, if somebody said, let's say you go to your yard, backyard, and you're taking a tent and you're camping out Friday night and you're making a tent, that's asubamash asur to do that on Shabbat. Now, a lot of backyards or a lot of porches, they have this canopy that opens up and closes up. Let's say on Shabbos afternoon, you want to open up your canopy, you want to see under it, and then you want to put it back. You are allowed to do that. You are allowed to open it on Shabbos and close it. The reason is because it is already there. I said, first of all, it's not considered an ohel because it doesn't have walls. It's only the top. It still is asur. But because it was there in Erev Shabbos, therefore you are allowed to open it and close it. Same idea if you have a baby carriage. The baby carriage is also this canopy. You are allowed to open it and close it also because it was there Me'erev Shabbat, was a tefach of it. Was 7 centimeter was there Me'erev Shabbat, and the halacha is, you are mosif ala oil. You are adding to the tent, that you are allowed to do. The only isur of making a ohel is, tent is, that you are building a tent from the scratch. But if the ohel was there, part of it was there, you are just adding to the ohel, then it's mutar. Therefore, this baby carriages, that they have discovered Shabbos, that there is a sun, the baby cannot hold the sun, then you are allowed to do that.
But the umbrella ones?
Right, the umbrella ones also, if the umbrella was attached to the baby carriage, you are allowed to open that also because it was attached there. But if you attaching to the carriage and you opening it up, that's asur. But it was there already and just opening it up, then also that also is not a problem, we could do it. That's according to Chazonish, by the way, and Rav Avadi Yosef. They are poskim, Mishnah Berurah, I think is the poskim or machmir, that they say is not considered a tefach. The tefach means that it has to be a little bit open. But I've seen a lot of poskim, I think Rav Moshe also is maker, that you could be maker, the Chazonish holds his mutar, and a lot of people are using it.
What about the plastic that sometimes women put over the carriage when it rains?
That's a bigger problem, because if it's not there Me'er of Shabbat, you're just putting it on Shabbat. That's mamash starting from. If you attach it to the carriage Me'er of Shabbat before Shabbat, then you just open it up. That's mutar. But if you're putting it on Me'er of Shabbat, putting on Shabbat, then you are not adding, you are starting from scratch, then it would be a bigger problem. Now, if you're making a table, let's say you want to make a table on Shabbat, you don't have a table, what do? You take a piece of, you take a chair here, and put a chair there, and put a piece of board on top. That's our source to do that. That's the case of ohel, because you're creating something under the table. There is a place under the table that somebody could even do that. You don't sit there, but that's considered ohel. But a folding table, if somebody opens a folding table, that's not a problem, because just opening it, you are not building anything. Everything was built there of Shabbat. Here you are building something from scratch. Under the table was not there. You took two chairs, you put a piece of board on top of those two chairs, and you made something under. Therefore, it's asur to do that. Now, the whole the question, we have 10 more minutes and we finish up this halachot here. Now, using a broom on Shabbos. If you want to broom a paved floor, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem. The only thing that you cannot do, you cannot use the broom to sweep the not paved floor. What's the problem with that? And also adding to the binyan. Because when you sweep the floor, you are covering the holes on the ground that also you're adding to the binyan. You're adding to the building it, because you're covering or you're filling up the holes that it was open. Now it's closed. You did it by sweeping the floor. And therefore, one is not allowed to do that. You cannot do. You could only do it. You have to make sure that the floor that you are sweeping is paved floor. Okay. A needle syringe. You are allowed to, let's say somebody needs to use a needle on Shabbos. Somebody, let's say you need to give a zerika. You need to give a shot to somebody on Shabbos. Shaloneda. But you need to put them together, needle syringe. You are allowed to do that. That is not considered a binyan, because you're putting it and you take it off. You unscrew it right away, and therefore you are allowed to do that. Even the chole, the person doing it for, is does not have sakana, is not in danger. You are allowed to do that. Now, the few cases that I'm going to talk about now is very important, and we're going to talk about opening cans and bottles and soda cans and all these type of things. So that's very complicated. Now, before we get to that, a woman is not allowed to make a braid of their hairs. Because if somebody, a woman has a long hair, they want to make braid, they are not allowed to make it, and they are not allowed to open their braids also. The same thing with their sheitel. They are not allowed to make a braid of their sheitel, and they cannot undo the braid that they have on their sheitel also. Now, they cannot use spray on the hair, on man also, same thing. And the reason is because the sprays, let's say you have a certain way, your hair is a certain way, what the spray does, make sure that your style stays the same. That is the holding up the hair is considered, when you are bored, that becomes handy now. That's a good thing. You won't have any problem. That's why a lot of people are bored, because they dive and Hashem should make them bored, it shouldn't have this problem. Now, also, one is not allowed to shape their hair on Shabbos. In other words, now a lot of times they make divide their hair in a different way. Now they use the brush to separate their hair, to give a style to their hair. That's also, but you're just doing it with your hand, that's okay, it's not a problem. But as long as you don't use a comb or anything to obviously everybody knows one is not allowed to use a comb on Shabbos, because by using a comb or brushing your hair, it is possible that part of your hair comes out, and therefore one is not allowed. You have to use a special comb, that they have a Shabbos comb. I don't know what that means, but that you could use that. Not in the business of selling it. What is it? Toothpick? Ah, toothpick. Okay. Fine. Well, somebody invented that, yeah. Okay, now, let's talk about cans. A can, there's so many different types of cans and bottles are around, which makes it complicated. Now, before I get into the halachot here, because it is, there's so many machloket about this idea of cans, I'm going to tell you what I think is the halacha, but there are people that they could say differently, and it doesn't mean somebody is right, somebody else is wrong. There are different opinions. This cans business is really different opinions about it, and depends how you look at it. Therefore, it could make it, somebody could tell you one thing, somebody else could tell you, no, we shouldn't do that, we should do that, then it would make a different ideas. Now, as far as I can say, make it very simple, you could open everything. That's according to your hubby came to this class. Where you could open, as far as I can say, you could open the cans, you could open the bottles, you could open anything you want. That's according to Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, according to Saliezer, that Rav Eliashiv is Machmir, Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Kotler, they were Machmir also. And what I do for myself, I don't do it. The reason I don't do it, because I believe if you live in America, you have to respect Rav Moshe Feinstein was Mara Datra in America, and one has to respect the should be Machmir. And also because of Chazonish holds that it could be inyan of satira, of destroying something, and also could be Sur Midoraita involved, therefore one should try to be Machmir, not to do it. But Misad Alacha, I don't think there's a problem to open the soda cans that they push it in. It's not a problem. Those that they have to cut it off is not a problem. The wine that they have to open up and piss comes out, not a big deal. I mean, all that is fine. As far as, and again, as far as the halacha is concerned, there's a lot of kulot regarding that. It's not a problem. Now, if you have potato chips bags, or you have candy bags, or you have cookie bags, all that also, you are allowed to open it, but l'chatechila one should try to open it, not in a normal way, just open in the middle and take it up. Now, all that I said that you are allowed to open is only if you are using, let's say you're opening a can, a soda can, using the whole can. You're drinking the whole can, throwing it away. Then it's mutar. But if you are opening a can and you're going to use the can to store everything back, that's not mutar. Because then it shows your intention was to use the can for storing stuff with it, then you made it to a kli. But if you, let's say you're opening a tuna fish, right? And you're taking the whole tuna fish out and throwing the can away, no problem.
Can opener, okay.
Can opener, it's fine. But if you are using something to open, and let's say you are opening the tuna fish, taking a little bit of the tuna fish out, and then you're leaving all the rest of the tuna fish, put in the refrigerator, then it's a problem. The reason is because that shows our intention was for the can to be a storage can or storage bag or storage plate, then that's the problem. Now, there are people that they making a hole. Let's say you have the olden days. They still have. Let's say you buy milk in a curtain, right? And opening it, some people hold the problem because you're making a kli. What do? They're making a hole in it. That's bigger problem to make a hole in it, because by making a hole you're doing a satira, you're destroying the kli. By making that you are not saving anything, you're causing a bigger problem. You understand that? Because what did we say? We said there is a binyan, there is a satira. When you destroying a curtain of milk, you're making a hole in the middle of it, what are you doing? The curtain was a curtain. Now, by making a hole, the curtain is not a curtain anymore. You made a hole. You destroyed something that it was before. It was an object. Now it's not. By doing that, you are not really achieving. You are not accomplishing anything by doing that. Or let's say you have a soda can, making a hole in a soda can. What are you accomplishing by that? You're destroying the soda can. You are not doing the takana here. You are mamash doing something that is against halacha to do that. And still a lot of people do it. Now I know it's out there. People tell you that's the best way to do it. But if you think about it, it's a mamash problem of satira. No, but wait. Therefore, if you have situations like that, the best thing is, as I said before, best thing is open everything before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, if you have something that you cannot use it, then you know what? Try to get away without it, without getting to a machlok. But if, let's say, you have guests and you need to serve stuff, and the only way you could serve this, let's say you need tuna fish, the only way you could use the tuna fish to open a can of tuna fish, and it's on a Shabbos involved, you have nothing else to it, then open it. But without making a hole in it. Open it normally. Like if you are, you have your somech to open a can because of onek shabbos, because you have orchim, you have guests, and you need to do it, then do it in a normal way. You don't have to go make a hole in it, get yourself in bigger trouble than you were before. But you have to, that again, I just want to emphasize, lechatechila, one should not get involved with any of this. Lechatechila, one should not do it, even though that a lot of poskim holders also, but there are a lot of poskim holders asur also. There are poskim holders mutar, a poskim holders asur. There's nobody can say he's right, the other one is wrong, and this one is better. And the chatechila, most of the poskim holders mutar. If you read the sugya, if you learn the gemara, then the poskim comes out that you are allowed to be maker. But because the gedolei ador, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Aaron Kotler, they were machmir, one should in America should try to be machmir as much as you can, if it's possible. Now, there's another thing. A lot of times you buy a can, or there's a straw hole in top. You have to push it in. You are allowed to use that also. Could push it in and open it up on Shabbos and use it. It's not a problem. Or the same thing. Let's say you have a yogurt, or you have egg salad. You have to open that the aluminium on top. That also is not a problem. You could open that also. It's not a problem. All that, really, the reason is mutar because that compared to, as we said last week, you are allowed to peel a potato, right? Because you cannot have a potato with the peel. The peel is considered garbage. The same thing with the cover. With taking the cover out, it's considered like a peel of a fruit, which you are peeling a fruit. You could take this also, this thing also out, because they compare the same thing. Therefore, these are the ideas of cans and everything. This is again, it's my opinion. Again, somebody could tell you differently. Doesn't mean somebody is right. Doesn't mean somebody else is wrong. This is the halacha.